Sunday Night Saffron. Triple J.
Joining us is the co-author of The Mystery of You, A Journey Through the Paradoxes of Life, Ron Goldschlager. Am I putting the right emphasis in the right vowels?
Ron Goldschlager.
Schlager, oh, that's good. And we don't have here the rabbi, Rabbi Steinsaltz. Now, why did you not put him as a rabbi on the cover? I've actually noticed this before, that often, like Rabbi Shmuley...
Arbiter,
yeah. Yeah. It's like, why doesn't he... Is there some marketing reason he's not putting rabbi there? Because I actually reckon that, like even mainstream people, that's what they want to see, because they assume that if someone's a religious leader, they've got wisdom and, yeah. So anyway, maybe second edition put rabbi on the cover.
He mightn't want to be on the cover with me at all.
Now, what is this book about?
I'd say it's a book about life and about living life, and probably... gently confrontational about things which are important in life for everyone.
And you do it through journeys you've actually taken, not just journeys where you're sitting there meditating, but like real-life journeys. There's a chapter where you go to East Timor. Can you tell us about that?
Yes.
And what you learnt there?
Well, East Timor was very interesting. It was in the year 2000. I was actually invited there in February 2000. I think I was only the only white civilian there at the time. And I went on a project to try and help East Timor with reconstruction. I was invited by Shanana Kusmao, and I spent about 10 days there.
Yeah, but what did you actually do once you landed?
Well, we had a four-wheel drive, which we drove around in, and we drove all over East Timor, and we had meetings with the leaders, and I had some projects which I designed to discuss with them.
And it was, I don't know if exciting is the word, but you're suddenly keeping kosher and keeping Jewish laws. It's a bit of a challenge when you go over to somewhere like East Timor and out of Carlisle Street.
Well, that's my lifestyle, so it works everywhere.
And how much prep did you have to do to make sure you could keep the Sabbath over in Timor and all the food was kosher?
Well, the Sabbath was easy because I said to my hosts that I needed to be somewhere 2 hours before sunset on Friday.
Yes.
And if they were interested, I explained to them. Mm-hmm. And then I could walk around, but I couldn't drive. And I had to stay there until three stars Saturday night during that time span.
Sure. And they would have liked – it's often – as long as it's not an atheist community, they all get excited if some religio comes in with their superstition and stuff. Yeah, their shtick. That's right. But what did you learn there about life that is relevant to the point of this book?
Well, it was a story I told. It's a very beautiful country, and they're beautiful people, I'd say, like most people in the world. Mm. I mean, East Timor is fundamentally a Catholic country, and it's a beautiful mixture between their tribal ways. They've got an old heritage there, and their customs and the Christian religion. They're basically good people.
But you went to help the government with what? To teach people how to think better?
They didn't really have a government. It was a time it was United Nations, you were in Australia. Mm-hmm. Australia was in control with the army, with some other armies. And I'd met some of their leadership here who'd been activists beforehand to try and get freedom. And what attracted me was that their vision of becoming a new nation, a democracy, without exploitation and without prejudice. That was something which attracted me. And I actually saw a lot of parallels between what happened to the Jewish people, especially in Europe during the Second World War,
yep,
and what happened to these Timorese.
Mm-hmm. And what were you able to pass on to them as hope based on your Jewish background?
I didn't go there in any capacity of being Jewish. That's just my value system. But I think it's a similar value system to anybody who has values. And what I built for them was a model of how they could, with their resources and with their people and with training, and build an economy and on small economies, like micro, mini economies, building into a larger economy and keep that value system and be independent.
And did they like this guidance? And have you followed up on it to see whether they've gone along with this microeconomy guidance?
The people I talked to liked what I said. I would say the project was an unmitigated disaster.
Oh, really?
But that's another story. That's not part of this mystery. That's
a different mystery.
That's when you put out
your uninspiring book, or your anti-self-help book about things that went wrong. So it didn't go well.
No, it was when we came to the implementation. Actually, we that means my family and my business group, we hosted 11 East Timorese whom we brought to Australia. Mm. We had them here for over 3 months and we trained them. Part of the training was hospitality with William Angler School, Victorian Government, and they got certificates from the Minister of Education. It was beautiful. And we did hands-on training and to build them up that they'd have their culture, but our kinds of standards and health, et cetera, and understand international requirements. That was part of the project. Mm.
And there was a bit in the story where I got excited because I thought there was going to be like a fight scene because I just read the word like further down the page, Palestinian, and I was like, oh, my God, this is a bit where the Jew and the Palestinian meet up in East Timor and they have a pat punch on, but it doesn't happen.
No, that was actually very interesting. Shall I mention it?
Please do.
On Shabbat, on the Sabbath, when I mentioned I was in this broken-down house, and we went walking in the afternoon. It was beautiful. And we came in this area was Bacau, in the eastern part of East Timor. We came to a part which I think the Thai troops were responsible for. The different countries responsible for different areas. And there was an old kind of a Portuguese from the colonial house. And as we approached there, this good-looking young civilian, early 20s, just came out in casual clothes and said hello, and we started talking, and I could hear quite a heavy Arabic accent, and I didn't make any announcements I was Jewish or not, I'm Australian, and so I said, hello, how are you? And good, and we talked, and I said, where are you from? And he said, I'm from Palestine, which in the year 2000 you didn't hear very often. Mm. So I said, that's interesting. I said, whereabouts in Palestine? He says, from Gaza. So I said, I've been in Gaza. He said, really? I said, yes. And we talked a bit about Gaza. And I said, tell me, what are you doing here in East Timor? So he told me that he had a scholarship, went to England, studied, and obviously was privileged. And now he was serving with the United Nations. So I said, look, that was very nice. I said, but don't your people need you back home to try and help them? They need a lot of help. And we talked, and that was it.
Oh, really? Mm. Did he go back home, or did he take that as antagonistic advice?
I was polite. I wasn't antagonistic.
Of course. Now, Bob, surely you want to ask me about the chapter on aging, seeing your
that's what I'm saying. We were lucky enough to get. But you're saying that in fact aging is what in the mind or something. It's you can age without growing old.
You can,
isn't it?
Yes,
there's a spiritual behind this book, isn't it? Let's face it. This is based, is it not, on Jewish spiritual wisdom of the ages. We've got 5,000 years here, haven't we? We're not drawing on secular humanist wisdom or do it yourself and bring your own. This is deep and meaningful wisdom, isn't it?
I'd hope so. I mean, I'm not a spokesman for anyone. I would say that I'm lucky, having been born Jewish, although I came from a non-observant family, to have been immersed in these things. And on my own search, there is a lot of wisdom.
Isn't it?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, but you're putting it into technological terms almost, so that there are lessons we can learn and there's practical things we can do.
Yes.
To take advantage of that wisdom.
I think so. I mean, I started with this when I didn't know it was a book. It was about 12 years ago now. And I actually started on the science part because my background was chemical engineering. Mm. And I started writing things which were troubling me. And then when we put it together as a book, I thought, let's start at the end. So let's start when people get old and have a look. And I mean, most of us have aging relatives or parents. And if you observe people, you see different kinds of behaviors. Mm. So I was fascinated with this. Mm. And that's why I've started with aging.
Mm. And what did the rabbi bring to the table?
I think it's a question of what I bring to the table, not the rabbi. I'm the business person, not the writer. He's a wonderful person, very sweet, has no ego. He's an amazing genius.
Australia?
No, he grew up in Israel. He actually grew up in a non-observant family. They didn't know he was so smart, and he's self-taught, and he became religious by himself. And he's got an amazing mind, amazing authority, if you like, on many subjects, not just religious.
Mm, mm. But once again, he's able to draw upon, surely, his lifetime study of the underlying wisdom of the Jewish heritage, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not. I'm being complimentary here. I'm not being, you know, because I'm a great admirer of that. But and the modern age doesn't have much depth to draw upon in the West.
That's great. I mean, I think this is probably our driver. The rabbi has committed his life to try to improve the world. He's committed to education. He's committed to helping people. He's an amazing person. I mean, he's amazing in terms of writing and talking. And for me, if we can try and share some of these ideas for people that people can read and people can question for themselves, everyone has to find their own way. But if people at least are asking questions, it's important to ask questions. If you can at least ask questions, then maybe you're on a path to find some answers.
The Mystery of You, A Journey Through the Paradoxes of Life. Is it out now or do we have to wait here? Because it's being launched on the 9th of May, but is it? Can you just get it in a bookshop now anyway?
It is out now. It's only just arrived in Australia in the last few weeks, and there are a number of bookshops that have it. And, you know, we have a website, as you saw, and on the website one can actually have it mailed if they want to.
Excellent.
The Mystery of You.
And a good-looking book, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you. It's got beautiful art in.
Yeah, beautiful.
Thank you very much for joining us, Ron Goldschlager.
Thank you. Thank you very much.